Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to improve suppleness of the joints for dressage. Now, suppleness is a quality that is crucial for success in dressage, and it is the second of the dressage skills of training. Now, overall there are four areas of suppleness. The first three are lateral suppleness, longitudinal suppleness, and mental suppleness, all of which we've talked about in previous podcast episodes. But there's also suppleness of the joints, which is what we're going to talk about today. Now, supple joints are a byproduct of correct longitudinal and lateral suppleness training, and a horse that has supple joints will stay sounder and enjoy a longer career than one that has stiff and tight joints. Now, in this podcast episode, we're going to look at why suppleness of the joints is important in dressage and how you can improve this quality. So firstly, what exactly is suppleness of the joints? Well, suppleness of the joints refers to the horse's ability to bend the joints without stiffness and the range of motion of the joints that the horse can achieve. Now, those joints include the hocks, the hips, the knees, the shoulders, the jaw, and the poll. Now, when the horse is stiff in any of those joints, then the horse's whole body can become stiff. Now, in contrast, when these joints are supple, the horse is able to show more expression in his paces with a greater cadence. The horse is able to concertina his hind legs, making it easier for the horse to engage and to weight carry, along with helping to create an active hind leg. And a horse with supple joints can display a greater range of movement and gymnastic ability. So what causes stiff joints? Well, unless the horse has arthritis or a previous injury, then it's generally the tissues around the joints that are tight and stiff rather than the bony joint itself. Now, it then becomes the rider's job to make these tissues more pliable through correct systematic training, therefore improving the suppleness of the joints and the horse's overall way of going. Now, before you can begin working on suppling the horse's joints and increasing his range of motion, the horse must be able to work on one track and bend uniformly around circles and turns with an adequate degree of impulsion. Now, once that's achieved, then improving the suppleness of the joints is simply a matter of transitions, lateral exercises, and pole work to help elasticize the joints further. So here are a few exercises that you can use to develop your horse's joint suppleness. So exercise number one is transitions, transitions, and even more transitions. Because transitions are an excellent way of developing suppleness of the horse's leg joints and also sharpening up the horse's reactions and improving his balance. So, step one, start in halt and wait for a moment for the horse to relax and soften, and then ride a transition to walk. Now, if the horse tends to be lazy, you want him to anticipate walking forwards. So ride lots of walk, halt, walk transitions. The idea is to activate the joints of the hind legs as the horse makes the transition. Then step number two, once you've mastered the walk, halt, walk, move on to riding walk, trot, walk. Now each time the horse makes a transition, he has to flex his joints and step more underneath himself. And that helps to stretch the soft tissue surrounding the joints, strengthening and improving the suppleness of the whole joint. And then step number three is once you've mastered the walk, trot, walk transitions, you can move on to the trot, canter, trot transitions. Now, over time, you can begin to work on more extreme variations of these transitions. For example, walk to canter, canter to walk, trot to halt, halt to trot, even canter to halt and halt to canter. And don't forget to use the rein back exercise too. Now, the more direct your transitions, the more value they will have. So moving on to exercise number two, which is to move your horse sideways. Because all lateral work is valuable when it comes to improving the suppleness of the horse's joints. So as an example exercise, you could ride down the long side of the arena, but just after the corner, you could ask for leg yield across the diagonal. Then as you reach the quarter line, you could change the bend and ride half pass for a few steps. And then you could change the bend again and ride back to the track in leg yield. So now let's talk about pole work, because incorporating some pole work into your schooling program is a great way of keeping your horse interested in his work, and it's also extremely useful for encouraging the horse to flex his leg joints whilst in motion. Now, working over poles increases the range of motion of the joints and limbs. It improves balance, increases stride length, and helps to build core stability, all of which are crucial to the development of the dressage horse. Now you can do these exercises under saddle, on the lunge, in long reins, or even in hand. Now one of the exercises you can do with poles is to simply arrange six poles in a line, but space them so that there's about 1 footfall between each pole, and then walk through the poles. Now that enables the horse to get the hang of the exercise at a slower pace whilst allowing you to make sure that the distance between the poles is correct. And then you can trot through the poles, keeping the horse working forward into an elastic contact. And then you can raise alternate ends of the poles to about 1 foot high. Now if your horse is inexperienced, then start with just lifting one pole and gradually increase the degree of difficulty by raising one pole at a time. Now the aim of this exercise is to increase the range of motion in the horse's joints. Now another pole exercise is to shape the poles in the shape of a fan, usually through a corner or through the curve of a circle. Now you leave about 1 foot's width between each pole at the narrowest end of the fan, and the distance between the widest end of the poles should be between 5 and 6 feet, depending on your horse's natural stride length. And then walk through the centre of the poles, keeping the activity and energy. Now you can shorten and lengthen the horse's strides according to the line you take through the poles. For example, if you walk through the poles closer to the inside, the shorter end, then you will shorten the horse's strides. And if you go through on the outside end, the wider end, then you will lengthen the horse's strides. Now to maximise the effectiveness of the exercise, make sure that you have the horse bent in the direction of the fan. Now to help you get the maximum benefit from pole work, it's best to perform the exercises in walk. That's because the walk doesn't have a moment of suspension. Therefore, muscular effort is required for all the movement that the horse makes, making the soft tissues around the joints work harder. Now, if you have the poles close together, the horse must use his hindquarters to push himself along from behind. And the further apart you set the poles, the more the horse must lengthen his stride. Now, in both scenarios, the horse is required to use the joints of the legs to increase their range of motion, therefore developing greater suppleness. So to wrap this episode up, the more supple your horse's joints are, the longer he will stay sound and the better his performance will be in the dressage arena. Now to make the joints of the horse's legs supple, you need to work on loosening up the tissues around the joints, and that can be achieved through systematic training and exercises on the lunge and under saddle, especially using poles, transitions and lateral work. Now if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.